You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible.
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
What's up, Dykes? It's Carolyn here again with another plea to please check out my new podcast, Love's a Pitch. I'm going to preview the second episode here with Sharia Mattis, who is on the Dyking Out podcast. Whether you're single or not, I think you'll really like this podcast. If you did like Dyking Out, it's just more conversations focused on love, dating, relationships, connecting, breakups, even friendships in the queer community. I have so many great guests, as well as people who aren't necessarily entertainers or comedians, like real people. You could be on Love's a Pitch if you want. So give it a listen. I'm so proud of it, and I'm having so much fun doing it. And you can hear that if you check it out. So we're going to preview a little bit of episode 2 of Love's a Pitch right now. But I urge you to go over and subscribe. There's a link in the show notes to Love's a Pitch. But stay subscribe to Dyking Out, because as I keep saying, you never know when we're going to drop a new episode. It can happen. We didn't shut the door completely. We left it open a crack. We love Dyking Out. This is just kind of a break with no timeline on it. In the meantime, though, Love's a Pitch is out there. I'm putting out new episodes every week, and we're going to have a fun time with it. I'll see you over there. Welcome back to Love's a Pitch, a podcast where people in the LGBTQ community put themselves out there in hopes of never getting ghosted again. Okay, that's unrealistic, but I'm just trying to connect folks who have similar wants, who might meet each other's needs. Is that too much to ask? I don't think so. But it is ultimately a conversation exploring relationships, desire, and dating in our community. I'm your host, Carolyn Bergier. And before we get to our guest today, I do want to thank everybody who came out to my Valentine's Gay Loves a Pitch show live in Brooklyn last week at Come On Everybody. Most of you listening haven't been to a live show, so you don't know the full extent of the utter chaos that happens. It's very different than this podcast. On the shows, we have 8 contestants. They come up one at a time. They give their pitch in 90 seconds. I'm very strict about that. We got to keep the show going. And some of them use that time to sing an original song. We had a great one that the winner this time, Madge, wrote. If you go to my Instagram at TGI Carolyn, you can see it on my reels. Sometimes people bribe the judges with homemade food. Somebody made a dubbed French film last time. We have judges, we have challenges, we have a burlesque striptease each time. It's so much fun. I don't know when the next one is going to be, but I will keep doing these shows. They are a blast. Maker's Mark sponsors it each time, which is a huge reason why I'm able to keep putting on the show. And that's what eventually led to this here podcast. On top of that, I've had a very interesting week in terms of my own connections that I've been making or trying to make, including my continuing journey as a Bravo influencer. So if you don't know about me being a Bravo influencer or what that means, and you want to learn more about it, well, you can head on over to patreon.com/lovesapitch, because there are some things that I will only talk about behind a paywall. But I will say I had a really wild night and can't wait to tell some of you about it. Also, please head over to Apple Podcasts and or Spotify and rate this 5 stars or give it a review. Hopefully both. That goes a long way to help this thing get noticed. It helps me chart, which ultimately advances the gay agenda. It's all for the queers. It's not for me. Maybe it's a little for me. Okay, I'm excited about this week's guest, who I met when she came on the Dyking Out podcast. That was the first time we ever talked, and I've been so happy every time that I've seen her since. This pitch has everything from K-pop to strap talk, so let's get into it. Okay, today we've got New York City-based Sharia Mattis, who actually once filled in last minute like a champ for a live Loves a Pitch show. You had no idea what you were getting into, did you?
Not even a little bit. Not even kind of.
Yeah, I try to let people know what it is, but until you're there, it's kind of like, what is happening?
Yeah, it's a difficult one to explain. You got to just be in it. You got to be in it.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Just had a show last night, and somebody who was a listener of the Dyking Out podcast, they were in town from North Carolina for work and kind of like timed it to come to the show. And I was like, based on how I've described it, was it what you thought it would be? And she was like, it's actually exactly how you described it, which is chaos and fun.
Yes.
But it's just mostly chaos. She's like, I walked in, two of the judges were talking about how they took edibles and they were hitting during the show. And
who were the judges? Is it the same judges every time?
It's the same for the most part, as long as they're all in town. Kendall Payne, Jess Henderson, and Lorena Russi. Just because I feel bad. If I were to swap out one person to put with the other two, it's hard to keep up. But I feel like the three of them are kind of on the same wacky page.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
And have no problem telling each other to shut the fuck up or whatever it is they need to do in the moment. Like it's like three sisters separated at birth with three different moms. But
yes. Yes. It's like the kind of chaotic, like, punk band energy that you want from a judge section.
Right, right.
A judge's panel. Yes, yes.
Except when they're asking questions. I think last night one of the questions was like, what brand of ukulele is that? I'm like, nobody cares. Ask a question about their love life.
That's part of it, though. That they don't have relevant questions for bands.
They are not relevant. Last night one of the questions was, somebody said that they're like into music and they were asked, what are the top three Tiny Desk concerts? Like they were just assumed to be a Tiny Desk concert connoisseur.
I like it. No, I think that's a quality question. I love that.
Like, I like music too. I think I've only seen three Tiny Desk concerts. Like
all the way through. Yes, Sam.
Right, right.
Yes. The Tank and the Bangas.
And obviously Lizzo.
Lizzo's great. The Tank and the Bangas one is legendary. That is like what Tiny Desk was made for. I will stand 10 toes down on that. I love that one.
All right. Well, that's a lot about that. Still not a fair question. Still not a fair question, I think, to ask
that's
somebody.
Right. I just wanted you to know that I would be prepared. If that's what's going to happen at any point during this show, I'm here. I'm always on top of it.
I think that's the whole point of doing this, is to not do that. Though I may revert, you know, like when in doubt, ask people if they're a top, bottom, or switch. And that's...
This is integral information.
It might be coming. Okay. It might be coming.
That answer is always ready.
Well, before you pitch, can you tell our audience, Shreya, how do you identify?
I'm a cisgender Black queer woman. She, her pronouns. You know, I am mentally ill, Caribbean, and a comedian. That's what is it? I should tell you enough.
That's great. All right. Well, are you ready to make your pitch?
Yes.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
All right, go for it.
Okay. So, hey, what's up? My name is Shreya Mattis. I am Brooklyn born and bred, mentally ill Jamaican American private school negress. And I am seeking, someone on the, usually I like them a little mask. I like a stud, a stem, a non-binary fuckboy. Can I curse on this?
Yes.
That's just what I like. I am a bottom, but not a lazy one. And you know what? This is the thing. I'm different. What you get from me is something different. Bad bitches are a dime a dozen, but where are you going to meet a girl that has very strange singular interests? I like Christian horse girl K-pop and weird looking animals. And I like old movies from the 30s. You got to get me one like that. That's different. Try something different, you know?
That's all. No, that's great. Shreya,
you've honestly, I've had a like, I'm scribbling down notes here of things to follow up on. Christian horse girl K-pop, is that like a subgenre of K-pop that I'm just unaware of?
I mean, it's sort of like inside baseball, the girls who know, like they that's what it is referred to as a certain type of genre of K-pop. Like, are you familiar at all with K-pop at all?
I mean, sort of. I was familiar with K-pop like before, not to sound like an idiot, before it blew up. But I grew up, like my best friend was Korean growing
okay.
up.
Okay. What era is your era? Like Girls' Generation? BoA, what's your era?
Why am I blanking on the name? Because I used to just, I would like import shit from Korea for her birthday of this like one boy band.
2 p.m.
H.O.T. was that?
H.O.T. Oh shit, you said old school. That is old school. Yes.
Yeah. H.O.T. That was early, it. That was early. It. Big into H.O.T.
The first K-pop band.
I know. So like now, what's the big one that everyone's like crazy about with like the nine boys that all look like androgynous lesbians?
Nine.
Well, I don't know. It's like a lot of them. I can't tell them apart that everyone freaks out over. Like the big one, the big K-pop one.
BTS?
BTS. Yeah.
There's only seven BTS boys. Okay. Come on.
When they're all in a group together, I can't. I'm not like counting with.
It's fair.
So I'm aware, even though it right now it seems like I'm not aware of BTS, I am aware of like BTS, their existence, the way that Twitter melts down when one of them gets a haircut.
Yep.
I'm aware of also like the K-pop fan trolling of like political things, like all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I love that. That's the best of us.
But Christian horse girl K-pop, just give me a little bit of a description here.
The girls who know, they know like early Twice. Like my favorite group is GFRIEND or Yoja Chingu. Those are my girls for life. Bring them back. That like the early stuff from them, just songs about wind and nature and butterflies and love. That's my shit. Like that's my shit. Like that's like it's just very like sweet and happy and extremely feminine, almost to the level of parody. That's me deep down in my soul.
Okay.
It's who I'm not allowed to be in public, but it's who I am deep down.
I mean this sounds alluring. This sounds like something like if I go to, have you ever been to Pelicana in New York? Pelicana chicken.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like my favorite. Yeah. Korean fried chicken place, and it's like you go there, they've got the music video was playing, and then like every once in a while you just get like sucked in and you're just kind of like hypnotized and eating chicken, and like next thing you know all the food's gone. I feel like those might be Christian horse girl cake.
You're literally
videos.
Describing my ideal like disassociation moment. Like yeah. That's exactly what I want to be doing at all times.
Yes. I think I'm going to change my plans for tonight, actually. It's been a while.
That's right. Give up like me. Stay in your house, eat chicken, and watch K-pop girl group videos. You know what I like to do, though? You ever do like you ever go to K-Town and do like the norebang, the karaoke room?
Yes.
That's my favorite. I literally go there by myself and spend 3 hours doing a concert for my fans who are invisible, but they're there. They love it. They come just for
that
me.
Is my dream. No, that I always think like anytime I'm really stressed out, I'm like, I should just rent out a karaoke room for myself and just like get it all on my, but I never pull the trigger on it. But you
because
recommend
it's so
it.
Expensive to do.
Right. That's why I don't do it.
It's worth it for me. Like it literally, it's so healing for me. If I'm stressed and I'm like, I'm gonna actually snap and kill somebody.
Yeah.
I need some soft pretty girl K-pop for like 3 hours and a bunch of soju. That's what I do. That's how I keep from becoming a domestic terrorist. That's what keeps me. And like talking to stray cats in the street. Those are the things I gotta do to keep myself, to keep everybody else safe. You know?
What's your go-to karaoke song?
It's gonna be Rough by G Friend or Yurigusu by G Friend. It's gonna be a G Friend song.
Okay.
It's gonna be some one of those songs. One of their early songs or Nabilera. Something that just has it's about butterflies. It's about love. It's about dancing with your homegirls. Time for the Moon Night is another go-to. That's my shit, you know. Boa Girls on Top, really, you know, getting a little G with it, getting a little gangster with it. Like that's what we're gonna do.
I hate to rub this in, Sharia, but listeners, I actually invited Sharia out to hang out at Henrietta Hudson on Wednesday because they were taping for the new season of Real Housewives of New York. And we were trying to fill the bar with some queer cuties. And afterwards, there was karaoke. So it was like a bunch of comedians staying after and doing karaoke. And it was so much fun.
That sounds so much fun.
We were missed.
But I fear that would have been like the end of my reputation.
Yeah, you need to be in the room by yourself. You're not ready to go live.
You should see not something for people to experience.
There's like one Bravo producer they left behind and they're like, is this person okay? Like, should we give them their own show or should we make sure they're never on TV? Yeah.
Why are the black girls thinking in bad Korean? I'm in pain about having to miss that because I had a hideous headache. Whatever. At first I was in more pain when you described that. And then I was like, you know what, actually?
It's probably for the best.
That's a good way for me to never have sex again. Is to get up on stage, take my little heart out, and put a little Ikigayo concert.
You know, another question I was going to ask you, but I don't know. Maybe this has just been a demonstration. What is your mental illness?
Yes. Okay. Actually,
I'm just kidding. No, oh. you come off great. That was for the audience. I'm not being an asshole. That was a joke. Okay. But you say you're mentally ill. What genre?
I have a few. Complex PTSD, major depressive disorder. Little touches of agoraphobia throughout my life here and there, but that's mostly under control.
I feel like being raised in like New York, living your whole life in New York, I would be afraid of the outside too.
Yeah, the thing is, I didn't even live my whole life in New York. I also went to boarding school in Natick, Massachusetts.
Oh, wow.
And that'll being the one black girl in school at Natick, Massachusetts from the hood is a real culture shock. It does things to you. The white people were not playing. It was the 2000s. They were not trained yet. This is pre-2020 white people.
What was that? I mean, it sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. There was like, you know, there's one kid who, so me and my friends have this one group chat. We call it like victims of this guy's name because he did something all over, but for me, he used to draw pictures of me hanging. He used to draw them and keep them around the school. We had a directory with everybody's names and addresses in it because that's smart. And he drew a map of my neighborhood in Bed-Stuy and like drew like bombs going onto it. Like, yeah.
And which school shooting was he responsible for?
Exactly, right? I'm so surprised that he never actually had it. You know what? He never got it together. He was never really focused enough to complete a school shooting. And that's really the only reason why. I really stand on that. Because I was pretty sure like that he was terrifying. He was a terrifying child. Yeah.
That is insane. Like, I feel like he was too young to be the Zodiac Killer, but this...
That's the only reason why he wasn't a suspect, because he really had that energy. He had, like, a kill list with, like, all of our names on him and everything. I don't know. He's fine now. He's a Blue Lives Matter, got a fiance. He's one of those.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, have you found the LinkedIn? Like,
We found the Facebook. He grew up to be like who we thought he would be aside from the multiple felonies. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He came out better than you could expect. He's just like a racist. He's just like a regular old racist white man. It's like, woo, thank God.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot. Yeah, the administration was not. They were like, well, why were you looking at his property? He's an artist.
What was dating like at this boarding school? Like a lot of people, your formative dating years happen usually during high school. How?
Okay, if you want to hear the rest of the episode, including when Sharia is trying to sell herself as a third for me and Cecilia, you can go to the show notes, click the link on where to listen to Love's a Pitch on either Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or you could just search Love's a Pitch wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. And it's a really, really fun interview. Definitely check out the rest of it. And I'll talk to you more there.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.